Ramsey TV.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, greetings. This is Martin Zender. This is going to be a really weird video because I got a really bad sore throat. I got it on New Year's Eve. I don't know how. No, I didn't kiss a bunch of people. That happened. That's on Christmas Eve with a mistletoe. No, I didn't do that. I don't know what it is. I just got the sore throat. So I have to talk really close to this phone microphone. And I can't aim the camera toward myself. Otherwise, you would see this. Very disturbing. You see my ear. So that's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. But I was looking in Luke today. I might show you my scriptures. Yeah, I was looking in Luke this morning. What time is it now? It's like 5:15 or something. Anyway, I was looking in Luke. You can see my plant over here. And I see the Holy Spirit of God brought an analogy before me, which is very nice of it. It's in verse 26 of Luke 1. And it says this, and this explains how we become believers. This is analogous to the genesis of belief in our lives. It just hit me. I was just looking. I wasn't even looking for this. I was looking at 133 of his kingdom. There shall be no consummation, and I was going to elaborate on that. And I mentioned that before, and I was what that meant. I was going to elaborate that. In the meantime, I'm going. Oh, here's a nice little story here about how Miriam, i.e. Mary, became pregnant. Oh, that's a fun tale. I'm going to read that. It's an account, not a tale. It really happens. And I started reading it, and I'm going, wow, this is just like how belief comes inside of us. And then, wow, and then it just hit me, like, this is really better than Luke 1:33. So here we go. Now, in the sixth month, right there, I'll stop right there. I can do a whole 10-part series on that in the sixth month. Love it. That's verse 26 of Luke 1. I'm going to read the sentence, and then I'm going to come back to in the sixth month. In the sixth month, the messenger Gabriel was dispatched from God to a city of Galilee. I mean, the whole thing's right there if you really want to know. There is a time. Paul mentions this in Colossians 1. He rejoices in the Colossians that they are believers, and he's happy for the day on which they receive the Spirit of God in truth. The day. There's a day. There's a specific day where the Spirit of God comes inside you and makes things happen that wouldn't have happened otherwise. This makes you a believer. In this case, it makes Miriam pregnant. But the time comes. That's one of my favorite scriptural phrases. And the time came. I'm probably paraphrasing it, but everything in the scripture happens at a certain time. I mean, it happens. That's it. There was a day when Israel was brought out of Egypt. That was the day came. There was a day when God created Adam. That was the sixth day. And for those of you who think those days are figurative, sorry about your luck, but we have the sun and the moon, the first day, sun and the moon, morning and evening, the second day. So these are literal days, 24-hour days. Anyone who makes them epochs or eras, the Paleozoic era, the Mesozoic era, the Cro-Magnon era, the Neanderthal era, well, that's very creative. And I don't know what you were smoking when you came up with that, but no, these are days. It doesn't mean the earth is only 6 days old, because the earth was created before this happened. It became disrupted in Genesis 1:1. You must pay attention to these things. So in the sixth month, and it was a specific day, it's just not mentioned, the messenger Gabriel was dispatched from God. This is the only way anyone can become a believer in the body of Christ or in any other thing, is the Spirit of God is dispatched from God. It comes out of God. I once asked a guy who said he was a believer, but he wasn't, where faith came from. We were having an argument about human free will. Boy, was I shocked when I started teaching in 1994. I started going to these conferences, and I thought, oh, these people all know the truth. Huh. Nope. I went down there, went to Florida. Where was it? Doesn't matter. And I asked this guy, where does faith come from? Does it come from without? Does it come from outside of a person? Or does it come from some personal reservoir of faith? You know what this guy said? You ain't going to believe this. From a personal reservoir of faith. And this was a teacher. It was Clay Kent. That's who it was, Clay Kent. He's got like 600, 700 tapes. And he said something stupid like that. Unbelievable. No, no, no. The Spirit of God's dispatched from God. And in this case, it came to a city of Galilee. What the hell is the Spirit of God doing coming to a shit city like Galilee? Oh, it was a city of Galilee. Okay, yeah. Galilee was infamous. It was like Detroit or something, which is named Nazareth. So Nazareth is a crappy little city and a crappy little district. And it was called Nazareth. Nazareth. This is how they pronounce it. Nazareth. Where are you from? I'm from Nazareth. Oh, my God. You poor thing. You're from Nazareth? It's a terrible town. To a virgin. What does that mean, a virgin? It means she's not been with a man. Never been penetrated by the male reproductive member, ever. This is a human without God. I mean, this corresponds with Romans chapter 3. There's no one righteous, no, not one. Not one is seeking out God. So, never been penetrated. That's a great truth, because in other words, we're barren. It's not that you don't want to use that term for Miriam. Barren means like a man has come into you, but you just can't conceive. That's barren, so that's not a good term to use. So the term I will use is a virgin. Same term used in the text here. And listen to this. Okay, let's just appreciate the shock first, that the Spirit of God, which is the most beautiful, pure, clean, powerful essence in all the universe, is dispatched in the sixth month. Well, this is the messenger Gabriel, but you're going to see that he's just the announcement. The Spirit of God comes on. So forget Gabriel. He's just like the announcer. The Spirit of God is also dispatched. Right, Gabriel is dispatched, which is amazing enough. You got this celestial being, Gabriel. He lives up in heaven, just flits around. Famous, immortal, I guess. I mean, he was created, but he doesn't die. Can't die. Been around for many a long year. And he comes down, dispatched from God, to the crappy city. And the Spirit of God will soon follow, as you will see, to a virgin, espoused to a man whose name is Joseph, of the house of kindred of David, and the name of the virgin is Miriam. And entering toward her, the messenger said, rejoice, favored one. There you go. Entering into her. So the messenger came into her house, didn't even knock, didn't even put on nice shoes or take off his shoes. Actually, that was the custom of the day, to take off your shoes. No, Gabriel probably showed up in a pair of sandals. Very humiliating for a celestial messenger. Nevertheless, stormed right in. Didn't even knock. This is the Spirit of God. Actually, I'm comparing Gabriel to the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God is going to come in later. But I think it's interchangeable here. At least that's the way I'm doing it. So I hope you put up with me in that sense. All right? Entering to her, messenger said, rejoice, favored one. See, we're favored. God has chosen us ahead of time. Miriam was one woman in all of Nazareth and all of Galilee and all of Israel and all of the world. One woman. Check out what's going to happen here. The Son of God is going to come to earth in the form of a human to rescue humanity from the sin and death wrought by Adam, right? And he picks one woman among all the women. That's why he says, favored are you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with us. We're very favored, quite favored by God. Beyond belief, favored by God. So the messenger enters in and says, rejoice. Yeah, favored one, right? This is my message to you today. Rejoice, favored one. Right? You haven't known a man. You haven't known spirit until God gave you his spirit. You haven't known of this message until Paul brought this message, and I brought this message, or somebody brought the message. The Lord is with you, blessed among women. Oh, yeah. Miriam was blessed among women. We are blessed among the human race. Now she, perceiving it, was agitated. Oh, you know, well, I guess it's never happened before. Some of you are agitated, like, why has God chosen me? I'm agitated. The Spirit of God's come on me, and I believe all these wonderful things. Oh, what does that do for you? I'm agitated. What? That's the wrong reaction. Wrong reaction. Agitated at his word. Get this. The Lord is with you, blessed among women. That's the quote from Gabriel. Now she, perceiving it, was agitated. What? Agitated at his word. What? You're blessed among women. Oh, why do you say that? You shouldn't say such things. And she reasoned what manner of salutation this must be. And she's overthinking it. You just got to accept it. You just say, okay, that's what I do. Verse 30, and the messenger said to her, fear not, Miriam, for you found favor with God. There we go. What did she do? I don't know, nothing. What do we do? Nothing. We just find favor with God. God likes us. I've told you that many times. It's true. I'll never not tell you that. Let's see, and the messenger said, fear not, and lo, you shall be conceiving. You shall be conceiving, okay? It's not like, here's what you have to do to conceive, okay? Here's your diet. You must follow this diet, and then you will conceive. Here are a few exercises to strengthen your vaginal muscles. We're going to do some Kegels here, and we're going to start you on a program of hormones, and you have to be religiously take this pill twice a day, and we recommend 8 hours of bed rest. And if you do that, then you will conceive. No, he says, lo, you shall be conceiving. It's like a fact, and be pregnant and be bringing forth a son. You know what God's in the business of doing? Bringing many sons to glory, and we're sons of God, and we shall, and that son shall come forth from us. And it's because a messenger was sent. It's because of Spirit. And we're going to see this. The Spirit of God is sent. And it comes on a certain day. And it invades our world. Doesn't even knock. Doesn't even knock. Doesn't even comb its hair. Doesn't even bring a gift. Like a, something like a candle or something. No, it just comes right in. You shall be calling his name Jesus. I like all this. You shall be. This shall be happening. This shall be happening. No challenge to the human. And the human goes, I'm agitated. What? Why are you agitated? It's the wrong reaction. I'm agitated. All right. And you'll be bringing forth a son, and you shall be calling his name Jesus. He shall be great, and the Son of the Most High shall he be called. We are becoming. This is better. What we have is better than this. She's bringing forth this great being. We are becoming brothers of this great being. It's so much greater, but the principle is the same. The principle is the same. You found favor with God. Lo, you shall be conceiving, be pregnant, be bringing forth a son. Call on his name, Jesus. He shall be great. Son of the Most High shall he be called. And the Lord God shall be giving him the throne of David. We are going to be given the throne of heaven. We are, and don't let anybody on the comment section of my videos tell you, we're not going to heaven. They don't know what they're talking about. Ephesians 2, seated among the celestials in Christ, and we're taken to that place by God, because the heaven needs need reconciled to God, just like the earth. We're given the throne, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob for the eons. We shall reign over the celestial realms for the eons, and of his kingdom, that's where I was trying to get, of his kingdom there should be no consummation. I'm not going to explain that now. I'll explain it later. 34, yet Miriam said to the messenger, quote, how shall this be since I know not a man? There's Christianity right there. How shall this be since I know not a man? How shall I become a believer? Since, the normal methods, like a man hasn't come to me and put his penis inside of me and gone back and forth really fast and dispersed seed into me, that's how it happens. This hasn't happened yet, so how can what you're saying be true? It's like, raise your viewpoint, for God's sake, Miriam. Jesus. That's the old school way of thinking. And see, Christians still think that today. They have to go through this mechanical process. Not that having sex is a mechanical process, but you know what I mean. They they can only think in practical terms. Practical terms. I'm not saying this isn't practical, it's just spectacular. They think in common terms. How shall this be, seeing that a man's never put his penis inside of me and gone in and out really fast? So, the messenger says, Gabriel says, answering the messenger said to her, here it is. I'll end with this. Holy Spirit shall be coming on you, and the power of the Most High shall be overshadowing you. Wherefore also the Holy One who is being generated shall be called the Son of God. Spectacular. Holy Spirit shall be coming on you. There it is. That's the only way we get what we have. The Holy Spirit comes on us in the sixth month or whenever, wherever we are in Nazareth of Galilee. The Spirit of God is dispatched to a person in a town on a certain day, to you. And the Spirit of God overshadows us. It comes on us. It goes in us. It becomes bigger than we are. It overshadows us. See, it overshadowed her. It shut her the hell up. The Holy Spirit shut Miriam up. How shall this be? I'm agitated. I never had been with a man. Shut up. Spirit of God overshadows her, and she finally shuts up. How shall this be? Answering the messenger said, Holy Spirit, overshadowing you. Wherefore also, the Holy One who is being generated shall be called the Son of God. We are becoming sons and daughters of God. This is generated not from some spectacular feat of self-will within us, but it is comes from without. It is dispatched from the very throne of God, and it makes us sons and daughters of God. And now the only thing that remains is for us to come fully into our inheritance. And this will also be dispatched from heaven on a certain day, and we will go from being mortals to immortals, going from being corruptible to incorruptible. Wait for it. It's bound to happen very soon.